message. Wednesday, February 7th, 11:05 p.m.
Good, you're checking all my voicemails right now. Well, check this one. You know, in a final thought before I'm out of here Friday, I wanted to tell you that, you know, Mary and Terry was much more get rid of him. Mary was like, well, you know what, he's a good guy. You know, he probably didn't mean much by it, but if he does it again, don't even go there. And you know what? She was talking about hurting me. And you know what? You hurt me physically that night, which was crossing the line, and you expect me to be the perfect girlfriend. You pushed me to the point where I couldn't walk for 2 weeks. And that certainly put up the flags, didn't it? But, you know, after that, I'm supposed to be loving and understanding. And that was after, even after you broke all the promises that you made to me. So, you know, here we are again. And you hurt me emotionally more than anyone has ever done in my entire life. I just want you to know that. So you've definitely achieved something, big boy. You've hurt me more than anybody ever has. And you know what? You were the one person that I thought would be there for me. Because let me tell you, you're not the easiest person to get along with either, yourself. And I stuck it out with you to the very end, telling you that I wanted to be with you and I wanted to work it out. When you know what? Life sucked. And you tortured me. And you knew all my insecurities and all my weaknesses and you play on them to the point where you went out for drinks tonight. You don't call me back. You don't return my messages. When I'm telling you how desperate I am and how I need someone, you ignore me. And you know what? Being ignored is probably the worst thing that you could do to anybody. So, yeah, you hurt me again. And it's probably not fixable at this point. And I know you probably don't care and you don't give a shit about me, but I just want to say that I really had faith in you and I really, really thought you cared about me. And I guess I'm calling you like a mad woman because I really thought that you did. And I find it amazing that you don't. You care so little. And you are the only person I had here, and you are the only reason that I stayed here. Through all this grief and all this trouble and all of my aloneness. And you know what? You capitalized on that when we fought up until the very end. And I'm out of here. So I just hope that you are happy getting rid of me. And you might be tonight, but you know what? I hope in the long run, down the road, as weeks and months go by, I hope you're happy with that. Because you know what? I did everything I could. I've called you a million times. Not just tonight, but every time this has happened. And there's not much more that a human being can do. And it's fucking sad. I should have never. I don't even know why. Why I would think to put my trust in you or someone like you. And you are a miserable piece of shit in my world, and that's all you've done for me right now is make me bitter and make me upset, and you've tortured me. So you carry on with that, okay? When you check this message, I'm sure you'll still be feeling good and proud. So I just hope that's what you wanted because that's what you got. To replay this message,